Ellis is with us. He used to run the Chicago Public Schools. Now he wants to run the city of Chicago. He's announced he wants to run for mayor coming up in 2019 against a burgeoning field now. A lot of people getting into this. Mr. Ellis has a lot of name recognition. Mm-hmm. And you've been in government for a great deal of time in your life, so you understand how this whole thing goes. So we will ask you. We have two questions for you. We only have two.
Because we know the who, the what.
Yeah.
The when, because of the election.
Right, exactly. Who is you?
What
is an election and when is coming up?
Where
is Chicago? Why?
Well, because the city's in big trouble. And I spent 12 years in three very important appointed positions in the city, revenue director, budget director, school chief. And during the time when we were balancing budgets and raising bond ratings and increasing our enrollment and having 13,500 police officers on the street, I mean, and had structurally balanced budgets without borrowing, without kicking the can down the proverbial road. And I think the city has just, the past years has gone in the absolute opposite direction. And I don't see anything improving anytime soon. We have this election year pause. There's no immediate budget crisis right now, but right after the election, they're going to have to increase taxes again. They haven't accomplished half of what needs to be accomplished to straighten out the financial situation. Pensions are still a mess. The murder rate is greater than L.A. and New York combined. You have a declining school system when you look at four CEOs.
Well, the murder numbers are. Let's put it that way.
The numbers.
Oh, it's unacceptable.
Not the rate.
The murder rate. Yeah. Right. The numbers. The numbers. Aggregate numbers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the school system, four CEOs in 7 years, they finally got it right with the last one, Dr. Jackson. But also, the schools have not only been in financial crisis, but they've been in a free fall in terms of losing enrollment. These are problems that are simply not being addressed. And I think they're not being addressed because really we have kind of a D.C. approach to politics here. Everything's about the next election. Everything's about fundraising. Everything's about raising enough money to scare any substantive opponents out of the race.
I know that you're going to release a lot of this over the next coming days, but let's get a little granular here. You said that the city is going to need to raise some money here fast because they did just do a bridge bond situation, right? They did that a couple of months ago to get them, to the next. So the wolf's not at the door for the moment, but the wolf's coming back. Every 6 months there's a wolf that shows up at the door, right?
Right.
So the question is, where do you get the money? Do you cut? Do you tax? If you tax, where do you tax?
Well, let me just say this. One of the things that I'm going to do in the coming weeks and months is to lay out with great specificity my positions on all these issues as if I was just elected mayor and I'm going to be presenting my budget to City Hall. That means I'm going to talk about where I'm going to cut. I'm going to talk about where I'm going to tax and how I'm going to tax. I'm going to talk about how I'm going to reorganize and how I'm going to structure. So rather than to give kind of like a 30-second spot, in about 2 to 3 weeks, I'll lay it out in all its glorious details.
But you do think you'll be raising taxes
somewhere?
Well,
I think you're going to have to do a combination of things, and revenue increases have to come. But the question is, look, first of all, you have to understand that the mayor for the first term took minimal action on any of these issues. Mm-hmm. He didn't fund the pension systems. He did the pension, 5 years of pension holidays, Chicago Teachers Retirement System, at the end of the day. Didn't pursue state funding for the pension, Chicago Teachers Pension Funds, that they finally pursued in 2017. So that 5 years, 6 years alone is going to cost taxpayers $1.5 billion of what they would have gotten from the state if the mayor with Quinn as governor would have gotten in 2011 what he got in 2017. So the bottom line is not, look, I'd be fooling you if I said taxes are not going up, but how are we going to handle it this time? What taxes are we going to raise? Are we going to try to increase revenues in a progressive way? I mean, does anybody in their right mind think that the red light camera program was really a program designed for public safety?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean,
we've
come
gone
on now.
Through that, yeah.
I mean,
we don't believe that.
So the bottom line is, you look at, it was interesting. Chicago's leading the nation in bankruptcies. Bankruptcies because people, not just because of taxes, but fees and fines. Something like 10,000 bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. Driver's license suspensions. What is it, 20,000, 21,000? eight of the top 10 zip codes where those driver license requests for suspensions are going are in the African-American community. I mean, so what we've done is we've raised well over $1 billion in taxes and fees and fines, and it's impacting working families. There's no relationship between one's capacity to pay and what they're getting hit with. So who do you trust to take the next step? Who do you trust to raise revenue in a progressive way so that you can minimize the impact on working families?
Well, I think you're known as a detail guy and a budget guy, and you're also been known as a reformer. And I think many people will remember that time when you were running the Chicago Public Schools and you showed the warehouse of waste. And it was a big, PR moment, but it was symbolic to a lot of people of there is waste in government. I don't know if that's really a place now where there is that much to find, but would you disagree with that? Would you go after that city government?
I think you have fat? Well, I mean, if anybody thinks going in and cutting and trimming is going to solve the problem. No, there's going to need to be a combination of things. But let me also say that one of the things I did in the Chicago Public Schools, and he's going to try to rewrite my record about the Chicago Public Schools, but the bottom line is when I left the Chicago Public Schools, we not only had hundreds of millions of dollars in cash reserves and increased enrollment, but we had 12 bond rating upgrades and a fully funded pension system. And you don't get that when you're kicking the can down the road. This is my point. What we did in the Chicago Public Schools was my first budget was a 5-year budget, and we basically said these are the revenues that we have, and these are our priorities. So we were going to redesign and restructure that budget. So it was an investment budget. It was investing in things that would bring stability to the schools and invest in things that would help us boost our enrollment. So the net effect was we designed a budget that grew the school district, and in the capacity of growing the school district, it expanded the school district revenue base.
Let's talk about crime. Where are you on the SSL, that's that strategic subject list, and the new computer overlays here, facial recognition, all those kinds of things? Do you want to invest further in the digitizing, if you will, of policing in Chicago? And how many more cops do you need? And do you have there's no magic bullet here.
No. Let me respond.
And your wife's a former police officer.
Well, we 4 police officers in the family. My 2 sons are police officers. My dad's deceased brother was a Chicago police officer, detective for 30 years. And of course, my wife was a police officer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, to make a long story short, look, digitization and those are all great techniques. I think we have to continue to invest in the use of data, the effective use of data. But there's no substitution for having enough police officers so you can cover every community and not be pulling police officers from one community, having them sit in cars, mm-hmm. In other communities that they're not familiar with, because the burglary rate or the murder rate is climbing in that specific area.
As they've been doing, they've been moving guys around.
When I was in the Chicago Public Schools, when I was budget director, Terry Hiller told me we needed 13,500 police officers and 1,200 detectives, and that's what we budgeted and we maintained it. When the mayor came in, not only didn't he deliver on his 1,000 cops, but he got rid of close to 2,000 positions. Now, even though they were mostly vacant positions, those were positions that were at one time filled to fit a need. He also gutted the detectives division from 1,200 to 600 or 800. Now, they're rapidly trying to restore those numbers, and they're beginning to approach those numbers. But the bottom line is, why do you think the murder rate, the arrest
the
rate
clearance
for murder,
rate. The clearance rate is very low.
The clearance rate is 1 in 6.
Yeah, it's
1 in 6.
Right.
So the bottom line, the police department needs resources, and they need stability, and they need predictability. Mm-hmm. And when you have to understand, because people are going to get into the issue of police accountability and oversight and things like that.
Right.
When you don't have enough police officers, and you don't have the supervisory infrastructure, enough sergeants, and enough training officers, you don't have the infrastructure of command and control and accountability
so
that can help
contribute.
So you think
that's an issue currently in the
Chicago
Police Department?
I think it's a major issue.
Okay. All right. So in the middle of all of this, somewhere between now and Election Day in February of next year, it is likely that Jason Van Dyke is going to go on trial for the shooting of Laquan McDonald. If that comes back as a not guilty, or it comes back as a guilty, how does that change your perspective on any of this? How is that going to affect the race in general?
Well, let me just say that the jury's going to make a decision about his fate. It's now, it's in the court's hands. Very capable judge, jury. The jury's going to at the end of the day, whatever the outcome, it's not going to affect what I will present. my strategy for strengthening the police department, for strengthening its supervisory infrastructure, and for bringing accountability to the police department, which I will specify in great detail. The bottom line on that issue, though, is with regards to the mayor, is the mayor, who's supposed to be this great manager, he continues to blame other people for his shortcomings, and on the issue of Van Dyke, if he didn't know about the tape, he should have, and if he did know about the tape, then he lied. When I was superintendent of the Chicago Public Schools,
Is it a public safety issue, though, not to release that tape?
No, I don't think so. Look, you have to be transparent with the Chicago Public Schools. You remember, I mean, what is going on with police? What's going on in your administration? You'll remember that whenever there was an incident in the Chicago Public Schools, no matter how bad, where were you all? You were standing outside my house to interview me, and I would come out. You would never film the house.
I've done it. Yeah, I did it many times.
And you would ask me what was going on, the person getting attacked in the school, the box cut or whatever, and I would explain what had happened. No matter how horrendous.
Well, and on that subject, I will say today, many reporters are giving you credit because at your campaign kickoff, you stood there for 45 minutes, answered questions, and then said, "Any more? Anyone? Anyone?" And that never happens at these political events. Usually, you get cut off by some spokesperson.
Yeah, so much for economizing on my message. But the bottom
right,
yeah.
That may be the problem with it. But I think there's sort of
it doesn't matter. I can't change.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is no. It's not going to change and alter my approach or what I'm going to recommend one iota.
All right. Well, let's see what happens there. It's really going to be something. And Paul,
well, we'll look through the specificity that you talked about.
Absolutely.
Too.
Right. And hopefully, I look forward to the opportunity to come back on.
Thank you for your service to Chicago.
Thank
first
you.
Of all. Thank you.
That.
And Paul Vallis, former CEO of the Chicago Public School System, and now City Budget Director, of course, and now wants to be mayor of the city of Chicago. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be after the first Wednesday of November. Look out when that starts.
Duck.
Right. So it's going to be something interesting. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for being
Paul.
Here. Right
Thank
now,
you.
Judy, what's coming up at the top of the hour?